text this. Put me on a gas list, show it to the check. This cross me off, no, I get the message. For you, yeah, this. Maybe you are restless, you're probably rolling up to Texaco, talking to your friends, but they never know. It was 55 degrees in the middle of the city. Said I'd leave, you said I'll be here, but you're not.
Friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Okay. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Nothing Is Real. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 10 a.m. on the dot. I hope you guys have been having a good week so far. My week has been, it's been fine, and not really a whole lot going on. But yeah, I'm excited to do my show today. Today I have a mix of alternative indie stuff going on, alt rock, a little bit of slower vibe. So if you're feeling the winter blues like I am a little bit, this will certainly help with that. The first track that I have for you guys is by 21 Pilots. This is Ruby off their album Regional at Best. They finally added this track to streaming services and, you know, services in general. So luckily I was able to get a download and stuff like that for the show. But Regional at Best is an album that 21 Pilots came out with in 2011. This was after their self-titled album. And all of it is available to listen to on YouTube and things like that. But it's not on other streaming services unless you live in a different country. And it's a little weird. I don't know why it's like that. But yeah, so I have Ruby, 21 Pilots. Good track. If you enjoy old 21 Pilots, you'll like this track. Then after that, I've been obsessed with Imogen Heap lately. Because, I mean, she's pretty popular on TikTok and things like that. Which TikTok is unbanned now. I mean, it was doing that before I went back to school, but still, like, crazy, crazy. And there's a song called Headlock off her album Speak for Yourself that I really enjoy. I also have another track from that album coming up in a little while as well, so I'm gonna play for that. Gonna play that for y'all. So yeah, I hope you guys are gonna enjoy the vibes. Other tracks that I have today include Mac DeMarco, Bia Badoobie, some Weezer, TV Girl, Mom Jeans, Third Eye Blind, Radiohead. So if you're interested in any of those artists, make sure to stick around for the next, I don't know, hour and 50 minutes while I do my thing. And if you have any requests or anything, let me know. You can call 607-436-2711. And that's the phone line for Wony. Anyway, this is Ruby by 21 Pilots. Enjoy and sit back and relax.
distant flickering screen of scenery. The sweat is bringing it all back again. Great adventures, faces in condensation. I'm going outside to take it all in. You say too late to start, got your heart in a head. Oh, I don't believe any of it. You say too. Something out of step. Throw a stranger an unexpected smile. With big intention, still posted at your station. Always on about the day it should have flown.
That was Headlock by Imogen Heap off of Speak for Yourself. Next up is Adrian Lenker. Oh my God, I can't even speak. She is the lead singer of Big Thief? I think she's the lead singer of Big Thief. And she's iconic, very good folk indie singer. This sounds a little sad and mellow, but I enjoy it. And sometimes it's good just to listen to sad music, even if you're not sad. Then after that, I have one of my favorite acts, TV Girl, with the song My Girlfriend off of their EP, Lonely Woman, which came out a while ago. And then after that, some Cranberries, some Radiohead, and all that good stuff. Is anybody else job searching right now? I am. Yeah. It's rough out there. I got 2 rejection emails in the span of 24 hours. So that's really fun. One of them I just got, you know, while I was playing songs. And it said, oh, we enjoyed meeting with you and discussing your professional experience, but we're moving forward with another candidate. I didn't even get an interview. They didn't even meet with me. Like, I think that's just so ridiculous. You know, if you're going to send an automated email, at least check if you, like, actually talk to the person. Nobody ever talked to me. Like, I think it's so ridiculous, but that's just the state of the world that we are in. Everything is ridiculous, which is why you have to enjoy today. Enjoy now. The biggest lesson I've learned, enjoy right now. Do not think about tomorrow. Don't even think about tonight. enjoy right now. Right now, I am doing my radio show and annoyed at hiring managers. that was just a crazy thing. But yeah, if anybody else is out there starting to apply to jobs and also getting, you know, the similar fate of stupid rejection emails, you are not alone. And eventually one will come our way. It is indeed only January, but it's also almost February, which means it's almost like 3 months until I graduate. Anyway, let's get back to the music. Let's calm down. Everything is okay. This is Adrian Lecker with Half Return.
So depressed, she never leaves the house, she doesn't even get dressed. My girlfriend always leaves a mess, she says she's gonna clean, but she always forgets. And my girlfriend is there when I get home, watching movies on TV or talking on the phone. Sometimes I wanna leave, but so unimpressed by everything I say, you can see it in her face. I don't say much, I just hope and pray there's been some big mistake, and buy her flowers just in case. And I don't mind it when she goes out with her friends, and they drop her off drunk, and I take her up to bed. She says I'm sorry.
Thank you.
bleachers, and I thought that I might take a chance, but it never does any long-term good to go thinking about the past. God damn this wandering mind of mine that can't be happy with what it has. But I'm not mad, and sometimes we still laugh. And when she's just getting up and the sun hits her right, she doesn't even look half bad.
was Zombie, acoustic version by the Cranberries off of Something Else, R.I.P. Next up, as I mentioned earlier, I was going to play another track from Imogen Heap's album Speak for Yourself, the same one the headlock is on. So this is Just for Now. If you are a rap enjoyer, you might recognize this sample in an ASAP Rocky song. After that, I have Radiohead with Black Star off of the album The Bends. Then I got some Weezer and Mac DeMarco coming up after that. So stay right here. This is Just for Now by Imogen Heap on Nothing Is Real.
Just for now. 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 It's that time of year. Leave all our hopelessnesses aside. Did you know it's what I always wanted? Could never have too many of these. Well, quit kicking me under the table. I'm trying, will somebody make us shut up about it? You've ruined the whole thing. Muffle the smoke alarm. Whoever put on this music better quick. Sharp, remove it. Pour me another. Or don't work your finger. Get me out of here, get me out of here.
That was I Just Threw Out the Love of My Dreams by Weezer off of their album Pinkerton. Such a great album. Next up, got Mac DeMarco. This is Preoccupied off of his album Here Comes the Cowboy. Also, I love Mac DeMarco for just, I feel like his just electronic, like, dystopian-esque tracks just make, like, any day. It's really, like, interesting. I really enjoy it. And then, after that, I got Passion Pit with Carried Away. That one's a little bit of a different vibe from Preoccupied. However, still really good. And you definitely have heard it before. I forgot the song existed, and then I heard it on TikTok, and I was like, wait a minute, I know this song. So yeah, this is Preoccupied by Mac DeMarco. You're listening to Nothing Is Real.
Preoccupied, and nobody's
Was Real Man by Bia Badoobie off of her third album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves. Next up, I have Code Blue by Rainbow Kitten Surprise off their album Love Hate Music Box. They're going on tour again. I just saw them in September, but they're going near Syracuse this summer, so I definitely want to go check them out. Same with Wallows. Wallows are going to Buffalo this summer. Definitely also want to go check them out there. After Code Blue, we have Numbers by Weezer. I played this one a few times on my show. I love this track so much, and I hope you guys do too. Here's Code Blue. Enjoy.
When it's all this strange and I don't look good, who you gonna call, babe? Who you gonna turn to? When you lost the pain that became your truth, who is it you are, babe? Who are you turning to? When the rules have changed, so you're playing to lose, did you make it far, babe? Did you start it all? Yourself. You try to measure up, try to measure up to somebody else. Numbers are out to get you. Numbers are out to get you. Numbers. Ooh. They say that you're too short to join the team. And your IQ is too low. Numbers are out to get you. Numbers.
steals the colors of the day. It's kind of pretty if you like work. For my dog, the night circus. Because there are colors of night. The burning red, passion, the angry green, jealous, and the ugly, terrifying black.
Music that you'll be listening to on WONY 90.9 FM is music that will make your body rock. Make sure to tune in.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wonnie Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
That was Better in the Dark by TV Girl and Jordana. Next up, I got Ankles by Lucy Dacus, new track by her. And then a bunch of other good stuff coming up after that. So here's Ankles by Lucy Dacus.
What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do. If it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to.